Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It's always tough when you're a parent and you get that phone call home or the email home that your kid did something wrong, right? Mm. There's this woman that went viral. She's a teacher. And she was saying how teachers use code words that really mean other things,
yeah.
Which got me like going back into my emails and rereading old emails that I got about my youngest daughter, Dakota.
Well, I mean, it seems appropriate. Nobody can, you know, send you an email and say your child is a demon.
Right.
Right. Or you're doing a terrible job at home. They have to use these code words.
Yeah. Here's what she says in the TikToks.
We have a code when we email parents. When we use phrases like, your child is very social, that means they won't stop talking.
Very social means they won't stop talking. I remember when I was a kid, that was always on my report card. Mm-hmm. Too talkative in class.
Yeah, mine too. I feel like they, you know, say that for all sorts of kids. I mean, you're a kid, mm-hmm. right? You're having fun. You're talking. Is that really a bad thing anymore? I don't really know.
Or their excitement in the classroom is contagious. It means they will not calm down.
That might be a Dakota.
They pump people up. I'm pumping you up.
Or if they're a natural born leader, your child is super bossy.
Aww.
Well,
is there something wrong with being bossy? I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, all these things that they want you to stop doing when you're in grade school or whatever is the things that they're hiring you for.
It's true.
Later on.
So I was thinking
about strange.
The words that my pediatrician uses to describe my little one. Now, my older one is a whole different story. I've never gotten a phone call, an email home for her in my entire life. Dakota is basically just her goal in life is, I think, to kill me. So strong-willed. Natural born leader, mm-hmm. spirited. Those are what the pediatrician call her.
Yeah.
And I think that those all
mean that's a doctor.
Difficult. I think that's what that it translates to.
Sure.
But I pulled up 3 old emails over the course of the last 2 years that I've received about Dakota, things that she's done in the class. Let's decipher what these words really mean, okay?
I love it.
Number one, Dakota and her friend on the playground were a bit rowdy today. They were playing dinosaurs. What do you think the word rowdy means? Because I think
I'm going to put it through the translator. Hold okay, on. Let me put it through the
rowdy. Teacher says rowdy.
It means that she's throwing elbows. It's like a 1970s NBA playoff game. All right. There's going to be a lot of butt bumping, stuff like that. I mean, don't try and get on the slide when I'm on the slide.
I see her coming straight at this poor child with her hands like claws out there. Right. All right. Next email. Dakota was upset today because she was asked to hold the teacher's hand after she kept getting out of line to hide in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they mean by upset?
Oh. She went crazy and threatened the teacher's life.
No, I don't think she would do that, but I think she went crazy. And I would imagine when they say upset, she threw herself on the floor. Mm-hmm. That seems like, in my mind, would probably happen.
Right, right.
Here's the third one. Today was a tough day for Dakota. She was disappointed when it wasn't her turn to be line leader, so she scratched the classmate's neck.
Oh.
All right. Disappointed. Mm-hmm. What do you think they mean, disappointed?
I'm going to be the line leader! I'm the line leader! You're going to know!
Okay, I just want you to know, too. that when she scratched that poor child's neck, and they don't tell you who the other kid is, because I immediately want to call the parent and apologize and be like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm doing my best with her. They don't tell you. But they also, to teach her compassion, made her hold an ice pack on it after she did it.
Yeah.
And all I kept thinking is this poor kid just had my daughter go at them with her nails, and now she's got to hold an ice pack and say, I'm sorry. Like, get her off of me. Right.
Get her away from me. I don't want her in my vicinity for the next couple hours.
Teachers, just tell it how it is. Just tell me what I'm dealing with here. People are giant liars on the internet, Raven.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
I was, going through my Twitter account, and the Food Network had tweeted, tell us, when you're pressed for time in the kitchen, what's the quickest dinner you cook? Which seems like such a innocent, normal thing to say, right?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. And I was curious because I'm always looking for fast things to make at night, you know, when you're tired and you don't feel like making a full-out dinner. So I'm looking for, quick frittatas, eggs, things that you can make, super fast, 15 minutes or less. Sue B. writes on Twitter, salmon, saffron, jasmine rice, and sautéed spinach. Get out of here. When I think 15 minutes, I don't think, let me bust out the salmon. What are you talking about, right?
Come on.
Rabina wrote coconut Thai soup. Now, in her defense, I don't know how to make coconut Thai soup, so maybe it only takes 10 minutes. But, again, that seems something if I have to crack a coconut, I don't even know where to buy a coconut.
Right. I mean, you're going to need some sort of saw. It's going to take a whole amount of time for you. I mean, we're not versed in these things.
And Kyle wrote chicken pot pie. Now, I don't know much about chicken pot pie except I take it out of the freezer and I put it in the oven.
Right. It's got to bake, right?
Right. Doesn't it have to cook for 45 minutes to an hour? What are you talking about? It takes 15 minutes is what it takes to preheat the oven before I put the chicken pot pie in.
And again, that's just a frozen one. I mean, if he was making that from scratch, that's hours of time.
Got to cut the chicken. Oh, gosh. Raven, if you are for real making a meal, a dinner in 15 minutes or less, what are you making?
Well, I mean, that's all my meals, because anything that I'm making, I'm not a cook, number one. Number two, I don't like to waste time eating. It's one of my biggest things. If you've ever seen me eat, I'm like a savage, really, when I'm in there.
I've seen it.
Boxed mac and cheese, and it could be the powder or the squeeze. I'm good with that. I'm fast on both of those. Anything that can be fashioned into a sandwich. Yesterday, that meant Ritz crackers and squeeze cheese.
Ew.
Well, my wife was out shopping, so while she was gone, there was no food in the house, and then B, no watchful eyes upon me. So I will just make anything into a sandwich. That's typically, those are my wheelhouse right there, you know?
Yeah. What is your go-to meal? You have to make dinner. You've got 15 minutes. You don't feel like slaving over the stove. What is it? For real. Don't be a liar. 1-800-330-9999. Sienna Raven.
Well, I mean, I always hear people hating to chop onions and garlic, and they think, if you have to do that, then you're already in for it, and it's going to take way too long. But my go-to meal is just spaghetti bolognese. It's you chop some garlic, you chop an onion, you saute it in the pan, you put the meat in, you put the sauce in, boil the noodles, and season it up, and it's done. I mean, I grew up on it. I have it at least once a week. Super easy, and it's great.
I had bolognese this weekend. You're telling me you can make bolognese in 15 minutes or less? I mean, come on.
Yep. I mean, the sauce needs to simmer for longer than that. It's got to collect all the juices in them. But I can make myself a mean pasta with butter.
I know you will.
15 minutes.
I know you will. You were 8 years old.
And I say it's for the kids, but I'll tell you, I'll make a whole pound of it, and it'll be my dinner too. And it'll taste good. Put a little Parmesan cheese right on top. I'm a happy girl.
Full stick of butter. Throw it right in there.
100%. 1-800-330-9999. For real, you've got 15 minutes. You want to make a dinner. What are you making? It's a busy work night. You've got 15 minutes to cook dinner and get it on the table. You don't want to spend any more time than that. What are you making? 1-800-330-9999. Food Network tweeted, what's your go-to quick dinner? And I was like, oh, it seems like such a simple question. But people are such liars. Salmon, tilapia. And I'm like, get out of here. When I'm making something quick, I'm thinking eggs and buttered noodles. I'm not thinking oh, let me go bust out the seafood shelf.
Could be cereal for me, Anna. Any meal of the day.
Yeah, but sometimes you want something for real, a real dinner. Now, Rocco wrote on our Facebook page, steak or chicken fajitas. Now, in theory, you can make those quickly if you don't have to chop the vegetables. And I always battle this because when you go to the grocery store, they have the pre-cut section, they have the pre-cut peppers. But I always say, am I the lazy person that pays the extra $2 because I don't want to cut the peppers? And you know what I've realized?
What's that?
The answer is yes. I am that person.
At least
so
if there's
sad.
No, if there's no witnesses anyways, right?
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you make in 15 minutes or less?
So in my house, we eat this all the time. It's called shakshuka, and it's really easy to make. You can make it better if you have more time, but it's super easy. You can get a jar of like really thick, good tomato sauce, pour it in a frying pan, crack a couple eggs in it, and you can put, we call it refrigerator Velcro because you can put any leftovers, leftover green beans, frozen spinach, drop a little bit of cheese in there. You put the lid on, the eggs set a little bit, and you have a really good thick tomato stew when it's done after 15 minutes.
It sounds yummy to me with some fresh bread. You dip it right in there. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Fresh bread over some rice, whatever you want. It goes with everything.
This will come as no surprise to you, Anna. If you put anything over rice or give me some fresh bread with it, I'll eat it no matter what it is. So it doesn't matter.
Tana and Raven, what can you make in 15 minutes for dinner?
This one is easy. All right. So boil some pasta while you're steam fresh bagging a bag of broccoli. Take some of that grilled chicken that already comes in the bag, Purdue already made, and heat that up at the same time. Throw them all in the pot together once the pasta's done with a jar of Bertolli Alfredo. Done.
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 I've never had a jar of pre-made pasta in my life. Like a jar of sauce.
Wow.
Never. Never in my life. I can't imagine.
Listen, I'm half Italian. Bertolli's Alfredo is legit.
That's a legit one?
Don't give me Prego, though. Prego and all that stuff is ketchup in a jar.
You've never had a pre-made sauce in your life. Wow.
Never in my life. Never. If my mom even like saw that in my pantry, I think she'd have a nervous breakdown.
That's Italian privilege right there. You're privileged. You know that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Raven, your 15-minute meal. What's your go-to?
Hi, definitely grilled cheese. Grilled cheese and probably soup.
Grilled cheese is good.
Listen.
But I never like the soup accompaniment, so I go two grilled cheese, and then after I'm like, that was too much cheese.
First of all, that could never be too much cheese, number one.
Yeah.
And you know what? Listen, it's easy peasy.
Are you aware that some people do it with mayonnaise? Do you do it butter or mayonnaise?
I don't do it with mayonnaise. I use butter.
Right, because this is America.
Butter, sometimes tomatoes. Do you like it with mayonnaise?
I mean, I'll eat it either way. If you put a grilled cheese in front of me, I'll eat it either way. We tried it that one time.
Yeah, we tried it with the mayonnaise, and it was okay, but it can't hold a stick to butter. See what I did?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
That was terrible. Thank you.
Everything's better with butter, right?
That's right.
Everything.
Thank you. And then, Raven, 15-minute meal. What are you making?
I make awesome reservations, I do tell you that.
Right. You can do that in less than 15 minutes. You're right.
1-800-330-9999. 15 minutes or less. What are you making? The Food Network tweeted out, what do you make for a quick dinner? And people are filthy liars on the internet. They're talking about making fish soup and just a quick tilapia. There's no such thing. We're looking for real-world solutions here.
Yeah, anything that I have to slice a lemon for or get the zest of something, come on. That's not happening quick.
What do you make in 15 minutes or less for dinner? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Got to keep it simple. Throw some bacon in a frying pan and make some BLTs. You can never go wrong with bacon.
Yes, BLTs are a good choice. They're a very good choice. But then I have to deal with my dogs wanting all of it. I mean, they're just under my feet the entire time. Dad, drop something.
Blame them, it's bacon.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. You know, you're right.
But you always have to have fresh bread on hand because nothing is worse than a delicious BLT on Wonder Bread.
I mean, but the proper toasting, even a BLT wrap is good. You know what I mean? The essence is the bacon. You are correct.
Anna and Raven, what do you make in 15 minutes or less?
Tacos. I get ground beef while it's browning. I chop onions and garlic. I throw a jar of salsa, mango salsa or something like that. I open a jar of beans. I rinse it. I put it on the table. And 5 minutes rice, chop some salad.
Now you're getting crazy.
Done.
You had me until chopping the salad.
I'm going for the chicken tacos lately, though. I've been having chicken tacos a lot.
Really? So I read this article that we think that we're being healthier by eating the chicken tacos, but that's not true. For real.
Well, I mean, if you get them from Taco Bell. I don't think it's much true.
Okay. Right.
But if you get them, if you make them, I think that, it's a good choice.
For real. Turkey burgers are fake, too. They think that they're less calories, and they're not.
Cauliflower pizza, I actually just discovered yesterday, also fake.
super high in sodium.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Quickest dinner you can cook in 15 minutes.
I would say the quickest go-to for me is like a vegetable stir fry. I'm a veggie eater. I love broccoli. I love mushrooms, onions. I just chop them up real quick, or I even just break them up. I just break the broccoli off the stalk. And then I just throw it in the pan. I don't even bother steaming it. You just put a little olive oil, maybe a little butter. You just put the pan lid on top, kind of steam it while it's cooking. The broccoli, as far as the broccoli goes. And then just mushroom, onions. I mean, basically whatever else you got in your fridge. I mean, it's kind of like just a conglomerate of stuff. Throw it in there. Just saute it. Trader Joe's has some brown rice that you can throw in the microwave. That's like 2 or 3 minutes. And then you're done.
Stop me here, Anna, if you don't feel the way I do. But I feel like every phone call we're getting, these are the best meals they've ever made in their life. They're not their 5 second meals. I mean, where's the person with the bowl of cereal? All right. Where's the person with the cup of ramen? You're stir frying up, man, with fresh veggies, and you're searching your fridge for whatever else you got in there. All right, celebrity chef. This ain't no chop show. Come on.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, when I think quick dinners, I got to make something in 15 minutes. Never once am I like, what vegetables do I have? You know?
All right, let's take stock, everybody. You're a filthy liar, sir, but it sounds delicious.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You have 15 minutes. What are you cooking for dinner?
I'm just making some hot dogs. I can throw them in the microwave, and I'm done in 2 minutes.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out. Hold on.
Microwave hot dog is cheating.
It's nasty.
Right? Okay.
Right? Like, you either have to put it on the grill, or you have to boil them, or put them in the air fryer, which is also delicious. But the microwave is the worst way.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse, International Space Station, stuff like that. That's places where it's acceptable to have a hot dog that was microwaved.
Yes.
And you're pressed for time. Anywhere else, I mean, you've got to put that thing to flame.
Angel Hernandez, you stink, and I don't like you!
Imagine coming out of work and people are just yelling at you. Angel Hernandez is a Major League Baseball ump, not very well-liked, I guess, and it looks like people are just yelling at him all the time.
Listen, he has a reputation of being a bad umpire, frankly. You know, he's one of just a few of names of umpires that everybody recognizes and knows because they watch to see what games he's going to be calling because he's notoriously bad. You got to be really upset to wait outside for a couple hours for a guy to drive away to scream. But, you know, as far as heckling goes, not a bad message. You stink. And I don't like you.
He could have said meaner things.
Yes.
For sure.
I mean, he just stated facts for him.
But what's like a job that you just get yelled at? It's part of your job. It's like you just know it. It's funny because Raven and I, we kind of have one of those jobs. If we say something that people don't like or whatever, the phones will light up and people will just yell at us.
Oh, there'll be an email or something like that.
Just for the record, when you email, know that it's always going to be me that writes back. Raven immediately deletes them. He has no interest whatsoever.
Well, if I was to send the things that I would respond to,
we would no longer have a show.
That's right.
Yep. So, what's a job that you just get yelled at? 1-800-330-9999.
Bus operators. City bus operators.
Yeah, I'm sure anybody in public transportation, right? That's got to be a job that you get a lot of stink from. And then you've got your regulars. Do your regulars stick up for you, or are one of your regulars the jerk?
Well, we have a couple of regulars that are jerks.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of the regulars, they mind their business sit down, but it's usually the people that come on the bus, they'll have their full fare, you know, and then those are the ones who got all the rights, and it's a mess, but we get yelled at a whole lot.
Sure.
Well, good luck today.
Tana and Raven, what's a job that you get yelled at?
Pharmacist. I am the middle between the physician and the insurance companies.
Yeah, you know what? The truth is that the pharmacists around at my pharmacy are getting yelled at a lot lately because the lines are insanely long. And it doesn't matter what day or whatever. People are just tired of it. Now they're taking lunch, which is, you know what? Good for them. I mean, you got to have a break at some point. I get it. But it is a lot, and I could see it. People getting yelled at the pharmacy. I have been displeased at the pharmacy lately, yeah.
But I've been finding, and I get it, that staff is low, and I'm playing devil's advocate, but the hours are being cut everywhere. It's like now they're closed from 1 to 2, and like they're only open till 6, and it just seems like every time I need my medicine, I can never get it at that time. I could understand people's frustrations, right. But it's not nice that they're yelling.
Oh, Anna's a yeller. Listen to this.
Oh, you know I'm not a yeller. You know I'm a sulk in the corner and die inside person.
And Raven, what's the job you get yelled at?
I am a nurse, and I get yelled at 24/7.
Who's yelling at you? Who is yelling at you?
Patients, families, doctors, lab techs,
physical therapists, any type of staff that's allowed to say no, we have to say yes.
That is ridiculous. You should karate chop somebody for that nonsense.
I'll tell you right now, if a physical therapist yells at me and I'm a nurse, I might throat punch them. I don't know. I feel that no, they ain't got no authority on me. That's all I'm saying.
We get punched. We get spit at. We get hit. It's wild.
Wow. Good luck today. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Oh, what is the job you get yelled at? On our Facebook page, somebody wrote school. Actually, on our text line, somebody wrote school principal. I mean, that's dangerous. Hmm. You're just messing with your kid's future. You're yelling at the school principal.
School bus driver gets a lot of stank.
Yeah.
You know, city bus driver, we were talking about that, but the school bus driver gets a whole lot of stank.
Yeah. All right. What's a job you get yelled at? Call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Angel Hernandez, you stink and I don't like you.
I don't know why I find it so funny. I can listen to that all day long.
It's because he doesn't swear. It's because he doesn't say anything truly offensive that you find it amusing, right?
Yeah, but that's a major league umpire, Angel Hernandez. He's not very liked, makes some bad calls. And this was a guy that waited outside to yell that at him. It's gone
I just
viral.
Don't have that kind of time in my life to sit around and wait, but I'm glad he did.
What's a job that you just get yelled at and it's totally normal? You keep seeing these stories about these refs and these umps lately. 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven.
I'm a supermarket manager, and I am always getting yelled at. Somebody can't find something. Somebody got charged wrong. Something was on sale. They were supposed to put it on. They didn't. I'm running around like a chicken with its head cut off, and I get yelled at the same time.
Mm.
I believe you. I have seen those ladies yelling at people at the grocery store, mm-hmm. at the deli counter, at the customer service desk. If you're the manager, it all stops there. The buck stops there. You know, what can you do? You can't say anything. Your job is to smile through all the pain. If your pepper doesn't look right, it's not necessarily the produce manager's fault.
Right. I got every transaction I got to override. Right. They need me. I'm the only one with the swipe.
Oh.
You know what I'm
saying? Yes.
So it's my job. I got to go from aisle to aisle. If something on sale ain't on there. And it's usually, I love my old ladies. They keep us a bit. They keep us a flow. But they when they spot that, you know, the grapes were supposed to be, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, yep. on sale. And we charged them full price.
That's right.
Here I come.
That's right.
Yeah. Here I come.
It's the power with all the card. You ever go to Walmart and they have to call the manager to override something? The manager doesn't even say a word. They just come in.
Yeah, they don't ask.
They don't say a word.
Yeah, they don't
just
ask.
Come in, they just swipe it. They push in their four numbers, and they silently walk away. Like, they don't want to engage in anything that's happening.
Why does Hello? It take them 15 minutes Hello? To get there, though?
I don't
that's
know.
The problem.
They're busy. They got things to do. I don't know.
We're handling another register. That's why.
Yeah. Stand on Raven. What's a job that you get yelled at?
Working at the DMV.
You know, I don't know about your DMV, but there are signs at my DMV that I go to that say that you can't be verbally or anything abusive. And
really?
I'm telling, yes, if you raise your voice even a couple octaves, you're getting arrested. They will drag you out of there. They will certainly kick you right out of the building.
It's been a hot minute since I've been inside a DMV, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth.
There are signs all over the place.
Wow.
Because it's a big deal because it used to be such a problem. I've got two DMV offices near me. It says it at both of them. And it is silent in there. Besides the beeping showing you the next number that's up, it's basically silent. Because you wait so long, you're upset, but you know you could be removed. So you're scared.
You're scared to lose your spot in line.
You're scared. So you're just like, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in hell. I've arrived here at hell. And I just have to be here until they decide whether or not to release me. That's all.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a job that you get yelled at?
Working in the drive-thru at a fast food place.
Which I feel is so wrong. They take the order. You know, they don't own the building. If they're out of, you know, chalupas, or they're out of your favorite fries or whatever. Like, it's not the drive-thru operator's fault. They're just the person that showed up for work.
I do like the fact that the technology in drive-thrus is getting so much more advanced. Because remember, you'd be like,
come here. Yeah.
You want number four? And you'd be like, what? Yeah, yes? Diet Coke, I said.
When I lived in California, it was like a movie. It was like you would say your order, you would enunciate it, and you would say it so clearly and wonderful. And then they would spit something back at you that you had no idea what it was that they said, whether it be the static or some sort of language barrier or whatever. And you would just be like, yep.
Yeah.
You would just go up there and take it.
Yep. What is your child obsessed with, and how long did it take for them to grow out of it? 1-800-330-9999. It's so weird how kids get fixated on things, and they don't let it go.
Yeah.
My little one, Dakota, she has a couple different obsessions. One is rocks. I have rocks everywhere. Look, I have a rock right here.
Yeah.
I have a rock sitting here because she told me to put it in my pocket and not to lose it. And I know that the minute that I like take it out of my pocket and like throw it on the ground outside,
she's going to ask where it is.
Yeah. So I just carry it around with me like a crazy person.
I had a thing for rocks for a while.
Oh, gosh. The dinosaur face.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. That's, you know, stick with you.
She got rid of all the dinosaurs at one point because she was over dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then a couple weeks ago, my nephew came over, and they're the same age, and he was like, Dakota, where's the dinosaurs?
Right. Where'd they go?
And she got so embarrassed that she didn't have the dinosaurs, and now we have to go back and get all new dinosaurs, and dinosaurs is back. But the strangest obsession, and the one that makes me want to consult with a doctor, is when we were on vacation at a boardwalk, on the boardwalk, she found what looked to be of the remnants of a mermaid tail keychain.
Okay.
Now, it's just the tail of the mermaid. It has a little hoop on the top that I think would have like attached to a keychain.
Sure.
She carries it with her everywhere she goes. And if she wakes up in the morning looking for it.
Really?
Yeah, like it's like a weird obsession with this mermaid tail that's the size of your pinky.
I mean,
explain to me.
Did she put it in her mouth? She didn't put it in her mouth.
Who knows, Raven? You know. What is your child obsessed with, and when do they grow out of it? Hey, Keith.
So, yeah, my son had this kind of doll, which even when I was growing up, I had it. It was like a My Buddy doll, but it's a little bit different now. So, nonetheless, I think I went through the phase pretty quick. But, yeah, this damn doll has been around for a minute, and we don't need to go everywhere with the doll. We don't need to take him everywhere. But something that lasted so long, and I was just like, when is this going to get over with? But it took a while.
What kind of doll was it?
I mean, it's, you know, the My Buddy doll.
Yeah.
So what broke it for me when I was younger is I watched Child's Play, and that was it. Like,
right.
That doll was out the door. But and I almost thought about doing something like that, but I was a little traumatized by it, so I'm not trying to do all of that.
It's funny. I always, like, when I was little, I used to have nightmares of my stuffed animals coming to life or my dolls coming to life.
And now that you're older, you know that they actually were at night.
Yeah.
You were just sleeping through
right.
it. They would wake up and they'd be like, shh, go back to sleep. It's really just a dream. Knife tucked behind their back.
The American Girl dolls, for me, they do it because, like, because they're bigger. And they're more stiff,
right.
And they look more realistic. Like, my daughter, my little one has inherited the two from her big sister, and oddly, two of my friends gave her one. So now she has four American Girl dolls.
Oh, boy.
Which is way too many American Girl dolls.
It's like walking in on Mean Girls, and they're just there to beat you up.
But she, like, lines them up on the couch, sitting, and sometimes I'll walk into a room, and I'll be like, ah!
Right.
Oh, there you guys are.
Turn the light on. Whoa!
Whoa! Oh, there you all are.
And you always feel like you caught one of them just moving, right?
One's got a lazy
right.
eye.
That's what
so
you always feel like one just slipped back into position. That is a real thing.
They got the eyes, so when you lay them down, they close.
Yeah.
The one, the eye is always stuck half open. And every time I see it in my mind, all I hear is, sleep with one eye open.
That's right. They're coming for you.
Yep.
Right, get rid of that doll, man.
Right. For sure.
1-800-330-9999. What is your kid obsessed with, and how long did it take for them to grow out of it? Currently, my little one, Dakota, is obsessed with a broken mermaid tail keychain that she found on a boardwalk while we were on vacation.
You never know what kid's going to get fixated on, right? They discover something and there it is.
Right. Same thing with dinosaurs. Dinosaurs have been on and off in my life for the last 3 years. What is the thing that your kid is fixated on, obsessed with, and how long did it take for them to get over it? 1-800-330-9999. Doug.
My daughter is obsessed with Finding Nemo. She has had a Nemo stuffed animal when she was a year old. And she still carries him with her everywhere she goes every day. And she's now 18 years old.
What?
Wow. That's quite a long time.
Well, considering that she's an adult at this point and still carrying it.
Yeah, she's in college. And if you go in her dorm room and lift up her pillow on her bed, both of them are underneath it. Yeah, they don't look like Nemo no more, but it has never gone away. We've had to take hour-long car rides back to Grandma's house to go get them.
Oh, I believe
right,
it.
Right, that was last Tuesday.
Yeah. Hey, Sandy, what was your child obsessed with?
So, it wasn't, mind you, it wasn't even Halloween, not even that time of the year.
and he would take this giant life-size skeleton with him. I don't like he made me put it in the car with him, nice. Like put it in the seatbelt. So I'm like driving around with my kid and like a skeleton.
Yeah, it's like Valentine's Day.
He'd take it to bed with him and tuck it in. Wow. I'm like, yeah, it was a little creepy.
I mean, the fact that it's a skeleton makes it so much more hilarious.
Yeah, so was it a skeleton his size or was it like a man-sized skeleton?
Oh, no, like a man size.
Oh my
like
gosh.
Yeah.
So weird. I love that. I love that.
Kids are so weird. Yeah, they're so weird.
They are. I'm like, you want me to drive around with this? I'm like, they're going to like call the cops on us.
Right.
He's like, no, mommy, it's all right.
It's totally normal.
It's fine. It's fine.
Michaela, what was your child obsessed with and for how long did it last?
Being a trash can, looking through the trash. He thinks it's a playland. It's crazy.
All it takes is them to find one interesting thing in there. And then for a while, they're just going to keep on looking. I had a friend that used to jump in dumpsters.
Really?
When we were like 10 years old. We lived in all these condo complexes. And if they weren't, you know, regular dumpsters at them, there were people that there was construction going on or whatever. He used to jump in them all the time. And once they find one thing, oh, forget it. They're looking in all of them.
Oh, I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, yeah. It was like a thing.
My daughter has been going through the trash now, too. But it's my own fault because... I don't even want to say it. It makes me sound so bad. Well, I mean, if you're a mom, you get it. You know, they bring home like all this artwork every single day from school. And
sure.
Some of it is like scribbling on a piece of scrap paper, right?
Right.
So one time she went to go throw something out in the garbage and she saw it.
Oh, no.
And she was like, Mommy! Mommy!
Heartbroken.
Betrayed. What's my aunt doing in the garbage?
Judas.
Yeah, and she pulled it out, put it on the refrigerator, and I had to pretend like it was, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Like a terrible
mistake. I don't know. So now, every once in a while, I see her go and step on the little thing and just peek inside.
Yeah.
I got to make sure my aunt's not in the garbage. Now I got to go out.
Man.
I have to like go outside to like the outdoor.
That's crazy.
Terrible.
That's funny.
I left my brand new beautiful blazer hanging in the closet at the hotel.
I mean, who brings a blazer on a vacation anyways?
They're very casual and everybody's wearing them now. I know you're not really into fashion, but like blazers are all over the place.
Okay.
They're like the new, like you go to a restaurant, it's cold, you put on your blazer.
Is this because you hung it on a hanger?
Yep.
Because so you don't hang. So now we know that you're the type of person that doesn't hang anything else when you go on vacation.
Nope.
Okay.
I live out of a luggage usually. Like I never unpack. My husband unpacks everything. I don't. The only thing I hang is a blazer or a jacket. And that's why I left it there. And I've called them and they don't seem to know what happened to it. And I'm pretty sure somebody's wearing it right now.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Yeah. Did you ever leave something anywhere?
Not recently, but I was in Jamaica and I had brought my laptop and I didn't want to, but I had to that week just for whatever reason. And I didn't realize that I had left it in the hotel room until I was at the airport. And do you know that they were so nice? Like they escorted me right out, put me right in a cab. I was able to get it. They had it for me at the front desk and I was able to still make my flight.
Really?
Yes.
That's so nice.
It worked out fantastic. So maybe right now somebody's ushering your blazer to the front of the line and something great is going to happen like that.
I like when they take my phone number and they're like, we'll get back to you. I'm like, you're never getting back to me. I'm never seeing that blazer
You're that
again.
Jerk that people are talking about in the break room.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you ever leave something at the hotel room?
Okay, so my daughter has this little duck that it's really not even a duck anymore. It used to be a duck. She's chewed it to like beyond recognition. It's just like a sort of saliva caked rag now. She left it at the hotel and it's freaking out. I went back. It's gone. Somebody's took it. It's like it's a disgusting, you know, like it's not even recognizable as a toy anymore. It's just like blows my mind that someone would have taken that.
I mean, they didn't take that, man. They vacuumed that up or put it in the trash. They didn't take that.
They threw it away.
Yeah. I mean, unless they had their dog with them while they were cleaning the rooms.
That's messed up, too, because it's clearly some kid's toy, you know, like it's been well loved.
You know, I saw that there was a national, hold on, let me just Google it, National Registry for Lost Toys. I remember that there was like at one point, somebody had created a website where if you find a lost toy, you can like take a picture of it and you upload it and where you found it and that you could check there. I don't know if it's still around. I got to do a little bit more research when I have time.
And let me just put out a disclaimer there that we're not vetting any of the people that may have registered their toys on here because that sounds like a trap to me.
Oh, look, Canada has it. The teddy bear hotline.
Oh, good. Canada is so much nicer than us.
Right. Anna and Raven, what'd you leave at a hotel, and did you ever get it back?
Man, one time I left my $400 prescription sunglasses, and I knew that they won the case, and I knew where they were. And, of course, nobody can find it. None of the staff can find it.
Mm.
But they're prescriptions. So, like, what are you going to do? Like, whoever puts them on is going to be looking at things funny anyway.
Right. But they don't care. Because
like,
that person
minute.
That works at the hotel is like, I'm a Selvie.
I'm like, wait, does this say Gucci on the side? Because you'll never, ever get these back. People will rather not be able to see the road in front of them and have mm-hmm. Gucci sunglasses on than just be able to see normally.
I remember on our honeymoon, I had bought Alicia Coach glasses. And I mean, nothing super special, a few hundred dollars or whatever. Not insane. They stole the case. Just the case. She was wearing them on her head. We were in the pool. Somebody stole the case from the chair.
It's wacky.
Right?
What did you leave at a hotel? Did you ever get it back? 1-800-330-9999. I just imagine, like, the cleaning service walking around wearing my brand new blazer. I wonder if they even took the tags off.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Did you ever go to a hotel and you just left something there, and then did you get it back? Did you not get it back? I left a blazer hanging in. That's why I never take things out of my luggage, only when I'm wearing them. My husband unpacks everything like we're home.
Yeah.
You know?
My wife does the same. The second we're in there,
yes.
Everything is out all
yes.
over the place. Toiletries, too.
Yeah. That's what happened. I left my blazer hanging in that closet, got home, opened the luggage. I'm like, oh no, my blazer. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I left it hanging. And I can't believe I didn't do the final check when you leave, like when you open everything one last time. I just missed it. What did you leave at a hotel and did you get it back? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
My husband left the car keys and we didn't find out until we arrived back in New York.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh, that is the worst.
We had an infant, my mother, and we had no way to get home.
Of course you had your mother with you. Of course you did. And the guy
my
leaves the
me.
Keys. Of course your mother-in-law is there when you leave the keys. That is a nightmare. Oh, my God. And I wouldn't forgive you now for calling this story in. That's it. You guys can't wait to tell that story every time it comes up.
I get anxiety about the car keys. Like, I check it, like, three times while I'm away to make sure they're still in my pocketbook, like, sitting on that little table. For some reason, the keys gives me anxiety.
Mother-in-law just looking disapprovingly at you. Oh, terrible.
Santa and Raven, what did you leave at the hotel?
We were in the midst of moving around from one house to another. We had a moving van, packed everything. We took my wife's goldfish inside the hotel. When I left the hotel, we got to the house, and I realized that the goldfish was missing.
Oh, no. Did they keep the goldfish? Was it there for you to go pick it up? Did you even call?
No,
or did somebody flush it?
They probably kept it.
Oh, wait, did you even call about it?
I called to find out if it was still there, and they went to the room, and it was gone.
I mean, who took the goldfish?
The maid was like, this is coming with me.
What?
Somebody said it's a free goldfish. I'm going to take it from my kids.
I mean, they're 19 cents.
Yeah. Steal little, steal big. Got to get what you can get.
That poor cleaning lady flushed it because she didn't know what to do.
Oh, man. It's probably in the office right now. It's a mascot.
Anna and Raven, what did you leave at the hotel?
Okay. It's the day after my wedding, and we're leaving. We leave the hotel. We're totally in blissed out state. And I get home, and I realize I don't have my wedding dress. I left my wedding dress hanging in the closet. And I'm at this point, I'm freaking out because you know how much those things are and the time you spend to find this thing. And I'm thinking, like, my kids aren't going to be able to have it and all this stuff. And I call them, and I immediately drive over, and thank God it was still there. You know, I had this whole, like, thought. I was like, somebody's trying it on. They're playing with, you know, someone stole it and, you know, but thankfully it was still there and all is well. It's in my closet now.
I'm not even going to lie. As crazy as it sounds, I thought about if I checked into that hotel room next and for whatever reason, there was a wedding dress hanging in the closet, I would immediately put it on.
Yeah, women are insane.
Right.
You're both insane. Like, I mean, as a guy, I can't ever imagine anything like that being possible. You're both insane.
It was the first thing I thought. I go, if I saw that,
oh,
and I was like,
gosh.
No, I'd want to put it on. I'd want to immediately try play dress up and put it on. It sounds crazy, right?
I didn't think anything could be crazier than what she said.
No.
Turns out I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it back. God forbid something happened with it. That would have been terrible.
God forbid you left it with her.
Thank you.
What if you show up and I'm just sitting at the hotel bar wearing your wedding dress?
What couple?
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Everyday couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right.
Couples Court is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. They can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Brad and Lynn. Brad, what's going on? Let's start with you.
Hey, so yeah, my girlfriend Lynn, she currently works at a gym, and she has the opportunity to get a huge promotion to manager. I mean, I couldn't be more excited for her, and I want her to take the opportunity and grow with the gym. We both actually are members at the gym, and that is a part of our life, is working out together.
Lynn, why wouldn't you want this job?
I would be working the night shift every night, so that would be like 3 to 10, and I just really like the hours I have now. I work 9 to 3. You know, we get to see each other. It's not as much responsibility and as much work. And if I do take this, you know, I'm going to have a lot more responsibility and work. And I just kind of like where I am right now.
Right, but you'd also get more money and you would grow.
Right.
I mean, that's not always important to everybody. So is that important to you?
I mean, I really like my lifestyle, and I like working from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night. Like, I love my evenings. I love coming home, making dinner, you know, doing a little workout at home, and then watching TV. Like, I just love my little routine, and I feel like if I take this job and I work those hours, I'm not going to have that anymore, and I'm going to miss out on so much. Like, I won't be able to go out to dinner with friends or really do anything.
It's tricky, right? There's parts of me that are screaming from the inside, Anna, that she's nuts. She has to take this opportunity. She has to go for it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for multiple reasons. On the other hand, you know, maybe I'm crazy. You're comfortable. So why add things onto that list, right? Why be on that path? Not everybody has to have a driving ambition to be in charge or to be the head or I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts.
It's a tough one. You know, we could see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Brad, that, Lynn, you're at probably a point in your career where growing makes sense. And if you like where you are and you want to continue to grow there, this is really not a good time to say no. It doesn't have to be forever, but you should certainly do it for some time to show that you're a team player. But they may see your side, too. If you just don't want to do it, you just don't want to do it. And if you want to settle where you are because that's what makes you happy and you like your life the way it is, then who is Brad, you know, even as a boyfriend, to tell you what to do?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Brad and Lynn have been dating for a while. They live with each other. Everything is great. Now, Lynn is a fitness instructor, and she loves the gym she works at, and she's just been offered a promotion. Now, here's the problem. The promotion would change her hours from working days to working nights. So she'd be working from 3 to 10. And she's not too happy about that and wants to turn it down.
Yeah, but Brad has a problem figuring out how is it she can just, you know, turn her cheek to a management position, right? An offer of more money, an offer of more opportunity. And who knows what comes after that. He thinks that she should take the job.
What do you think? Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. One, she's going to have the summer days off. Two, she could always leave that job with the experience and get a better job somewhere else at night.
You know, that's true. Hadn't even thought about that, right? No matter where you are, warmer weather is on the way. Most people like to get out during the summer. Like, I mean, she might find a whole new schedule that she loves.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Lynn has just been offered a promotion at her job. She works in the gym. It's a managerial role. The problem is that her hours are going to change. So she'll be working 3 to 10, and she doesn't want to work nights, even though it's more money and more responsibility.
Yeah, Brad, her boyfriend, doesn't see how she can pass it up. Listen, they both love the lifestyle. They both work out at the gym. She's been working there a long time. She is happy. It's an opportunity. How do you turn it away? It could mean more money, could mean a different opportunity in the future. How do you say no?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because I worked overnight. I worked in the middle of the day. I was in the newspaper business for over 20 years. And that shift doesn't give you a day or a night. You're waiting around all day to go to work. And then at 10 o'clock at night, you come home, you're wired, and you can't go to sleep. So that's a terrible, it really affects your life. I got out of the business so I could raise my son and be with him during the day. So I don't think that those hours really allows you out.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on hers. I completely agree with her. I understand. I used to work retail, and those shifts will kill you. It's so, I'm now a receptionist, and I love it, and I have day shifts, and I get to be home and make dinner and spend time with family.
You know, if you're miserable, there's no accounting for the fact that it wears on you, mm-hmm. right? So if you hate your schedule, you hate your time, but I mean, she already loves the job. She knows that. It just, here's my thing. There's always somebody to pay, right? So when I think about leaving money on the table, I think to myself, is there going to be a day that I'm going to regret that I'm going to need that money?
It would bother me not to progress forward. Like, I can't imagine not being offered something like that and then just saying no.
Knowing the type of person you are, I completely understand.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I mean, don't force her to do something she doesn't want to do.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lynn, our audience agreed with you. At the end of the day, it is your job, it's your career, and you have to make your own decisions. Brad, you can't force her to go and take a position that she doesn't want to take.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, thank you, audience.
I'm not trying to force her to do anything. I just believe that an opportunity presented itself, and I think you should jump at the opportunities in this life, you know? Eventually, she can work on the hours. Maybe she won't have to work nights. I just think it's such a good opportunity that just to turn it down because you're worried about, like, not going out to dinners.
Your point
or
was taken. Bro, yeah. I think now you need to listen because everybody heard what you had to say. You agreed, you know, but ultimately the votes were not with you.
I hear you, and I get it. It's her choice. It's just...
Well, Lynn, you have to be happy that the audience agreed with you.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I feel much better about my decision because I was like, am I crazy? But with that, I can feel confident that, yes, I'm making the best choice to me. I'm listening to my intuition and what I think will be best for me.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$800 is cash jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven, all powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day sale and get 30% off paints and stains now through the 28th. Shop in-store or purchase online for delivery. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. $800 on the line. David, you ready to play?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man. $800. Here we go.
Woo! All right, David, let's wait for that door to close so he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you these 5 pop culture questions. Remember, you have about 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to do it?
Yes, ma'am.
David, I always say, if you're not sure, just guess. First thing that comes to your head, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Netflix has announced the K-pop Demon Hunters global concert tour. What is the name of the K-pop girl group in K-pop Demon Hunters?
No idea.
Number two, an escalator malfunctioned at Wicked on Broadway and sent 11 kids to the hospital. Good news, they're all okay, but they did miss the show. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is written by what author?
No idea.
That's okay. Number three, Zayn Malik shared that while taping a daytime talk show, he and the host got tattoos together. It's the show where the host got her start in E.T. the movie. What show is that?
Drew Barrymore Show.
Number four, actor Michael B. Jordan says that he's keeping his Oscar statue in his closet. He won that Best Actor Academy Award for what movie?
Armageddon.
And number five, Billy Idol tells People magazine that his parents were afraid of the whole punk rock scene. This year, he will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award at what award ceremony?
No idea.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Let's go to school.
Yo.
David got one right.
Oh, not great, David. Let's see how I do. Maybe they're really hard.
Number one, Netflix has announced the K-pop Demon Hunters global concert tour.
All right.
What is the name of the K-pop girl group in K-pop Demon Hunters?
Boom.
Oh, we haven't talked about it in a while.
I know, though. All I know is Rumi. It's not like Rumi's homegirls or something. It's, I don't know.
It's Huntrix.
Oh, I should have known that.
Are you going to break my computer? Are you relax over
it's
there.
It's brand new. It should be able to take a few of those.
Number two, an escalator malfunction at Wicked on Broadway sent 11 kids to the hospital. They're all okay, but missed the show. Right. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is written by what author?
Stephen King's brother. No, wait a minute. Bomb. Frankie. Frankie Baum?
I'm going to take that.
Yeah. What?
It's L. Frank Baum.
Oh, I mean, what's the L for anyway? Yeah. We're like El Duque Frankie.
You guys are already, okay, that's fine. Number three, Zayn Malik shared that while taping a daytime talk show, he and the host got tattoos together. It's a show where the host got her star on E.T., the movie.
Okay.
What show was that?
Drew Barrymore show.
Right. Number four, actor Michael B. Jordan says that he's keeping his Oscar statue in his closet. He won that Best Actor Academy Award for what movie?
Sinners. And Stack, he was awesome. Which one was your favorite, Smoke or Stack?
I don't know. I didn't watch that movie. Number five, Billy Idol tells People magazine that his parents were afraid of the whole punk rock scene.
Yeah, okay.
This year, he will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award at what awards ceremony?
American Music Awards.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, David. It was, I mean, I guess 3.5, 4-1.
Frankie!
Oh. Frankie Baum. So that's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Awesome. Thank you. It's David, and I can't believe it.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $900 tomorrow, Anna.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.